Hello, this is a recording of a talk given on Remembrance Sunday 2021 on looking at Matthew chapter 9 verses 27 through to 38. Let me pray. Dear Father, we ask that you would speak to us this morning. We ask that we might hear your voice in the scriptures, that we might listen carefully, and you might teach us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Let me begin by asking a question. How is your eyesight? Do you have 20/20 vision? Now, as someone who wears either glasses or contact lenses, I know what it feels like to not see things particularly clearly. I am short-sighted, which means I struggle to see things that are further away. But now let me ask a different question. How is your spiritual vision? How well do you think you see spiritually? When you walk around St Leonard's and Hastings, what do you see? What is your assessment of the needs and the well-being of our town? I ask these questions because in our passage today, we get a summary of what Jesus sees. If you've got a Bible in front of you, do you have a look at verse 36? When he, that's Jesus, saw the crowds, he sees these people gathering, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. That word, compassion, there in the Greek, is a very, very emotive one. Literally, Jesus' heart goes out. I've heard someone talk about it. Jesus had a gut-wrenching compassion. See, Jesus sees this crowd and he's overwhelmed with compassion for them. And I want to ask, why did Jesus feel like that? And how does he encourage us to respond? Now, before we dive in, I just want to say a few words of background to this passage. And we're reaching here the end of a section of Matthew's Gospel that began right back in chapter 4. Jesus has begun his public ministry with his message of calling people to repentance and faith. He's calling people to turn back to God and put their trust in him. And then in chapter 4, verse 23, we get a summary of his ministry. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease, illness among the people. And then we get verse 35 in chapter 9 in our passage. Jesus went to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and illness. Little bookends of this section. And what that summary says is what we've learned all about Jesus doing. He's been teaching. He had the Sermon on the Mount. And in chapters 8 and 9, we've seen his healing ministry, as Jesus gives us a picture of the life he can bring and the kingdom he is bringing in. The first part of our reading of Jesus giving sight to the blind men and driving out the demons just brings into perspective the life that Jesus gives. But it's marked, isn't it, at the end of this section, verse 34, by this sense of foreboding. But the Pharisee said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." In other words, calling Jesus demonic. And that's going to set up an antagonism with the Pharisees that Matthew will develop in his gospel as we move forward. But it's these summary words of Jesus that I want to spend time in this morning. His spiritual insight into these people that I want us to reflect on. Jesus' heart of compassion. Verse 36, we see it. Jesus had this gut-wrenching compassion. His heart goes out. Why? Because the people were harassed and helpless. They were like sheep without a shepherd. That sense of being harassed and helpless is simply that these are people who are oppressed by the Romans, maybe. People who were exhausted. People lacking direction. And Jesus comes and wants to care for them. But as we read these words, we need to remember that Matthew is writing to Jews to persuade them that Jesus is the promised king. And so when we read phrases like sheep without a shepherd, that is a very loaded term. If you're a Jewish person and you knew your Old Testament, you know that is a very significant comment. See, in the Old Testament, the people of God are often referred to as sheep. And God, of course, is the shepherd. So as Jesus looks out and sees this crowd, he sees not only a physical need, but he also sees a great spiritual need. Because ultimately, he's seeing a people without God. People without God are ultimately harassed and helpless. No doubt in the back of Jesus' mind was the prophecy in Ezekiel. God, of course, at that time was very critical of the leaders of Israel. See, they were supposed to be the under-shepherds. If God is the chief shepherd, well, they were the under-shepherds looking after the flock. And Ezekiel is very critical that they were not doing that. And in that prophecy, Ezekiel speaks of God himself coming to be the shepherd. And here is Jesus, the good shepherd, who's come. And he sees the people harassed and helpless. He sees sheep without a shepherd. And he is the shepherd who's come. I've no doubt it is tied in tightly with the Pharisees and their rejection of Jesus. But the question for us is this. Do we have the same spiritual insight as Jesus? Do we see the people of St. Leonard's and Hastings as people without God, as sheep without a shepherd, as people who are harassed and helpless? Do we have a gut-wrenching compassion for people who don't know God? We talked at our all-age service last week about all the life that Jesus brings. It was shown in those passages of Jesus healing that lady who'd been unwell for 12 years, that healing that little girl back to life. And we need to be honest. Most of the people in our town do not know that life that Jesus brings. As I stand at the school gate to look over the playground, as I walk down to the seafront, as I wander around Asda, what do I see? What do I feel? Do I see thousands of people who are harassed and helpless? Do I have gut-wrenching compassion for them? I need to confess, I don't see like Jesus. And I realise one of the things I want to pray from this passage is that God would give me, by the power of his Holy Spirit, a compassion for people like Jesus. But as we do see these things, how should we respond? Well, let's have a look, verse 37 and 38, as Jesus responds. Then he, Jesus, said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." First up, what does Jesus see? He sees a plentiful harvest. See, Jesus, with his heart of compassion, does not see a hopeless situation. He sees many people who need to know about God, who need to be called to repentance and faith in him. We could ask the same question. Do we see a town with over 90,000 people, most of whom don't know Jesus? do we see the possibility of a plentiful harvest? One of the things that struck me in the last couple of years is the sheer number and scale of church buildings here. Hastings and St. Leonard's was once a place where there were many followers of Jesus, where there was once a plentiful harvest. Every time I walk into St. Matthew's, a building with capacity for 400 people, it tells me that our forefathers must have seen, like Jesus, a plentiful harvest. The question is, do we see the harvest? But Jesus not only sees the harvest, he also sees a shortage of workers. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And I need to be honest, I see a similar situation here in Hastings. As I look round our churches, we need workers. Let me just take one particular area. And that's ministry amongst our young people, from 11 through to 21, say. We need to be honest, there's very few secondary school children in our churches. In the Church of England, our denomination, things are desperate. I don't know the exact numbers, but having chatted to other clergy, I'd be surprised if there were more than 20 secondary school aged children in this town attending our denomination's churches regularly. And it may be as low as 10 to 15. There are thousands of young people in our town. Nearly all of them don't know God. We've got a mental health epidemic exploding in our town amongst our young people. Our young people are harassed and helpless. They're sheep without a shepherd, and the workers are few. So how should we respond? Verse 38, Jesus says, "Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send our workers into his harvest field." Verse 38, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field. This is God's harvest field, and we're sending out workers into that field. Jesus' call is for prayer. And we need to pray too, don't we? Pray to the one who's Lord of the harvest, praise the one whose harvest field this is, and pray for workers. We need to pray for workers to go out into all our community to tell people the good news of Jesus. And we can all be involved in that. So will you join in me in praying for workers? Now, interestingly, what does Jesus mean by workers? Well, if you just look across on your Bible, the very next thing he's going to do is send his 12 disciples out on mission. And next year I look forward to teaching at chapter 10. We're going to do it in three parts, and we're going to learn about mission from Jesus. Learn about what it means to be missional as the people of God. And as we pray these things, maybe we're going to be asking us the question, what's our part? Maybe you are the answer to that prayer. Maybe the Lord is calling you to step up and take a new part in a new ministry. Now, let's be honest. I think we are going to need help from outside to reach our mission field here in Hastings and St. Leonard's. I don't think the thing that's going to hold us back is going to be money. It's going to be people. So can I ask, please will you pray that the Lord might send people, maybe from outside, maybe from another part of the country, maybe from another part of the world, to come and join us in this mission to reap his harvest. I'm thrilled that the Lord has sent us someone to lead on our ministry amongst families and young people at St. Matthew's. But that's just the beginning. We need more workers, and we can all take part in this wonderful ministry. So as I close this morning, how do you see What's your spiritual vision like? Do you see people who are harassed and helpless? Do you see people without God as like sheep without a shepherd? Do you see a plentiful harvest? Do you see a shortage of workers? And will you join with me in praying for the Lord to send more workers to his harvest field here in Hastings and St Annes?